The Ghana Armed Forces will deploy 5,000 troops across the country prior to the general elections. The Chief of the Defence Staff, Lieutenant General Augustine Blay, who disclosed this during a brief meeting with President Mahama, also stated that the country's borders are well secured and there's no cause for alarm. The President was on his maiden visit to Bema Camp in Accra. He later presented operational vehicles, ambulances, and some residential facilities to the Ghana Armed Forces. President Mahama urged the Ghana Armed Forces and other security services to discharge their constitutional mandate in the December election in a non-partisan manner. Pascaline Adadevo reports.
As Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, officially this is his first visit to Bema Camp. After inspecting a smartly dressed guard of honor, the President went into a brief meeting with the Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith, Chief of the Defense Staff, Lieutenant General Gaston Blay, and other command officers. Lieutenant General Gaston Blay assured the President that everything is on course towards a violent free elections.
We can report that we are led on our borders. Our activities include aerial and maritime surveillance. So we reassure you, Excellency, that our borders are safe. We are at very high levels of operational readiness. With particular reference to the forthcoming elections, we are preparing very closely with the police and other security services to provide a required security before, after the election. Ghana Armed Forces is ready to play its role in support of civil authority to ensure peaceful and credible elections.
President Mahama later inspected two separate accommodation facilities for other ranks of the Ghana Air Force and another for commissioned officers of the Ghana Armed Forces. He also presented 265 patrol vehicles and 20 ambulances to the Ghana Armed Forces. These vehicles are to aid in strict monitoring and patrol operations, especially during this year's election. President Mahama stated that the country is just entering into a critical period and expected the army to collaborate with the police service.
The Ghana Armed Forces is noted for its professionalism and it is very well respected across the whole world. 4 years ago, when I was appointed the chairman of the Armed Forces Council, the report we got was the state of equipment and logistics was in a very, very bad state. And so the late Professor Mills gave us the permission to go ahead to start a re-equipping process of the Armed Forces. And I'm happy to note that within 4 years, we have made a lot of remarkable progress. The re-equipping process is still ongoing.
Teachers and pupils of the 5BN Basic School could not help but ambush the President just to hear him give them a word.
I saw you outside. I couldn't pass little children without talking to you. So what I want to do is to encourage you to take your studies seriously. Yeah? I can see amongst you, some of you are going to be chiefs of defense staff. Some of you are going to be doctors, nurses. And indeed, maybe there's a president amongst you here.
From the Ghana Armed Forces, the President moved to the police training depot at Tessano in Accra. As former chairman of the police council, re-equipping the police service is at the very top of his heart. He presented 194 vehicles and 33 Nissan buses to the service to augment the existing stock, a feat the Inspector General of Police, Paul Tawiakwe, acknowledges is the largest vehicular support to the police service from any sitting president over the past 10 years. Since 2009, when the NDC government took office, the Ghana Air Force has received a number of aircraft and 6 ships for the Ghana Navy. The police and fire service have also had their fair share of logistics.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.